What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You mentioned it earlier. What was your issue with Soto's comments last night about the All-Star game?
I almost forgot about that. I thought obtuse. I thought it missed the mark. Not where you're like, oh, this guy's what a jerk. I'm not saying that. But what he said, for those of you who may have missed it, he was asked about not making the All-Star team, at least as of now, injuries, replacements, whatever. And the first thing he said was, you know, what do you expect? And he went right to the money. Now, I've never begrudged somebody for making money. I'm not trying to take any money out of his pocket. But the thing that I've always kind of associated Juan Soto with, and you know, he's going to wind up being in Queens for a long time, you would imagine, even though he could opt out after 5 years, whatever. He's probably going to stay for a long time. But up until now, he's had a very transient baseball career. He's bounced around, and there's circumstances there. I'm not trying to pin this on him as a bad dude, but I'm sorry, man. When the ticket prices are what they are, and the traffic is what it is, and the tolls and the gas, and just getting to games and watching games, and what we do to invest our time to follow these teams, I wouldn't want to hear Aaron Judge say it. I don't want to hear Juan Soto say it. When you're asked about the All-Star team, I don't want to hear about the money. I'm not interested.
But at least he was being honest.
Yeah, I'll give him points for that.
Like, that's who he is.
He's honest. Okay, he's honest. Great.
I'm being honest, too. It's why I predicted he would sign with the Mets, because he was going to take the most money.
You always said that. You nailed that one.
And because we knew that's how he operated since a young kid with the Nationals. Here's the quote, in case you missed it yesterday. I guess he was asked just about. Go ahead, Off. You have the whole thing
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
Now, my issue. I respect him for being honest. Go get that money. Go get that money.
You already got the money.
Right now, here's my issue.
Can't get enough.
Do you know how much money it is?
I think I wrote $25,000,
$35,000. I thought it was $100,000.
It could be.
I'm pretty sure I saw this morning that it was $100,000.
Dude, it's lint and it's a few pennies pocket change, which is, I mean, for him.
And I would say, like, well, he'd give it to his family, but, you know, obviously that's already worked into his contract with the Mets. His family's being taken care of in some ways. So
100%.
I don't have a problem with it. I love him. I love him, the player. I love his attitude. I love his makeup. So I got to take everything that comes of that. I could see how certain people would be turned off by it, but at least he's being honest and not pretending that it's not about the money. Because how many years have we got on athletes for saying, well, it's not about the money? No, it's always about the money. And at least with Juan Soto, you know, it was predictable. It was about the money. Even with the All-Star, there's a lot of money on the table. He's losing out on $100,000.
I've always appreciated transparency. One of the things, especially now where, you know, people, if you slip and say the wrong thing, you get canceled, you get buried.
Yeah.
I mean, I love somebody being honest, but I don't love him being that honest here. And I got to tell you, the more I think about this, right? So we talked about this yesterday. Like, how was Juan Soto, even though he didn't start out great, I get that. But for this month, player of the month, what he did, he's supposed to be at the All-Star game. I'm happy he's not at the All-Star game now, because that just showed us that the All-Star game doesn't mean anything to him. He has no interest. And like, when I was a kid, What I loved more than anything about the All-Star game is seeing, I still love it in the playoffs too, and I still love it now with the All-Star game, but I mean when I was young and impressionable, like a lot of kids out there now, watching all the players, not just Mattingly and Hernandez and Winfield and Gary Carter, but the George Bretts and the Steve Garveys and the guys like that. I loved seeing them run out, tip their cap, you know, with representing their team, representing their sport, representing their city. And this guy, based on his answer, I can only respond to his answer, is basically telling the fans, I got no interest. Like, the game means nothing to me. And by extension, you mean nothing to me. He is all about the money, and that's fine. And he's a great hitter, and he's a really good player. But to me, that was a telling answer. And I hope nobody gets hurt. I hope he doesn't go to the All-Star game. He'll want to be there.
How do you think it goes over in the clubhouse?
I think that I don't think that he's had most amazing relationships in prior clubhouses. I know San Diego was messy, but I don't know, and I'm not going to say it's all his fault. It doesn't seem like Aaron Judge went out of his way at all, which I kind of wish he did to an extent. I said that in real time. Doesn't seem like the Yankees really kept tabs on him, like, you staying, you going, what's going on, buddy? We almost won a World Series together. You going to stick around? Like, I just feel like he is his own singular entity, which, if you get the massive production, is acceptable. I'm just saying there are certain players, certainly like Judge, lesser extent like Lindor, like Pete, who give you the production and then give you the fact or at least the sense that they enjoy being a Major League Baseball player. And in this case, Juan Soto enjoys wearing a blue Mets cap with orange lettering. Like, that was a missed opportunity, Sal. That's your chance to further ingratiate yourself. Yeah, not only did I pick you over the Yankees, but man, damn it, of course I want to be there with my boys. We have special, now I'm putting words in his mouth. This is what I would say. Yeah, I want to be there. Anytime I get a chance to showcase my skills and be with a couple of teammates as we pursue a World Series, the biggest stage of the sport with the best fans in the sport, I don't know, how about be a little bit of a leader for the sport instead of an individual, which he's always been. And I got news for everybody. He will always be that guy. So as long as he's got a 920 OPS and the Mets are winning, everything's good. The first time, and it's not going to happen for Walker because he's still in his prime, the first time the Mets start to sink, the first time Soto has an ass season and not just an ass 2 months, that personality going to rub a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, and maybe it does now, but that's him. And that's why I love him. I'd rather that than the canned BS. Now, I at my core believe that when Pete Alonso gets selected to an All-Star game, he's legit happy to be an All-Star.
So do I.
Now, I'm sure the money is a part of that, and they're excited about it. Never once in my life as a baseball fan did I think about money and All-Star
games. Me neither. Just World Series shares. I didn't even know that they got it,
I'm sure whatever they got bonuses, but like $100,000. My follow-up to Soto there would have been like, ha-ha, yeah, that's funny. It's a lot of money. What is it exactly? Oh, $100,000. Juan, what is that, like a penny? $100,000? You just made $765 million. What's $100,000 to you? Like,
so you agree with me?
No, I would have followed up by saying that's $100,000 means more to you than making the team. I just would have. Somebody should have asked him the question. Yeah. I respect him for being honest. That's who he is, and I love him for it. So go ahead. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious how, like, if it were $500,000 even or $1 million, I could at least make an excuse. $100,000 to a guy who just signed a $765 million contract is worthless. There's no way. I don't think that Lindor or Alonso, even with their far lesser contracts, care about the $100,000 if it's in their contract or whatever. I think it's more about
the honor
or their place in history.
I agree.
We talked about it with Lindor, how he got snubbed the last 2 years. It's going to hurt him when people look at the baseball reference.
I'm with you, Sal. I agree.
For sure that would be Soto's primary thing because he does care about being the greatest player ever. Like, that's what he wants to do, be an all-time great. Well, having more all-star appearances goes a long way. The fact that he would correlate the money to that was surprising. I don't care. I love him, and I'm glad he's him and that robot attitude, individualist, whatever. That's what got him here. That's what makes him great, so I'm all for it. But I found it surprising that that's where you would reference money, and for that amount of money.
So you do feel me on a level here. Like, now, that robotic approach serves him very well when he's in the batter's box and he's staring down somebody 60 feet, 6 inches away doing his craft. But that's what, and won't be this year, might not be next, like, it might be 3, 4, 5 years down the road. The Mets are going to have a less than season, and he's going to have a less than year. simultaneously. At some point, that's going to happen to Juan Soto as a Met. And at that point, Pete will probably be gone. Lindor will be too old, or at least physically diminished, where he can't assume all the burden. And people are going to look to Juan Soto to explain, contextualize, give us a sense of the clubhouse. And if you get that, like, and I'm just going to make up a question. Let's say the Mets are, I don't know, 37 and 49 in the year 2027 or 2028, and they haven't won a World Series since. Just a couple of assumptions here, but I just want this is going to resonate in a bad way with Met fans, and I don't blame you. You know, Juan, I mean, listen, you've had a couple of really good seasons since you came here. You haven't yet won the championship. Things are really going off the rails this year. You know, what do you tell the Met fan right now who's wondering where this team is going to go? I can promise you he's not going to give you anything more than a canned, well, you know, we're going to try. And there are times where you need more than that, even if you got to fake it.
But we've already experienced that in the first 2 months of his Mets career this year.
Yeah, but it's different because, number one, the Mets were winning. Number two, he just got here. Number three, we're still learning his personality. Even though he was with the Yankees a year ago.
He's still the same guy, though, BT. That's just how he is.
I know, Sal, but it's not a problem until it becomes one.
And skip it out on the media at times.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just...
I know.
Or the whatever, the lack of hustle stuff and not wanting to face the music on
lack
that.
Lack of hustle a couple times. Yeah, exactly.
But it's already happened.
But they were winning. And then he backed it up with a sick month. So you gotta lay out a little bit here. To me, that, and again, I don't want to make this life and death World War III, but there is a responsibility. And I've felt this way since I was six, when I didn't really understand the depth of what I thought, more just looking up to these guys. But certainly now as a dad, as an adult in my early 50s, like, it's not just a correlation to money, but you are a bastion for a lot of people and an ambassador for the sport. And for you to take a pass, even if it's just give us a crumb. Like, of course I love to be an all-star. It's the best players in the world. And, you know, I love to my first year at the Mets represent, but I can't control it. That's it. That's all you got to say. The money?
I just want authenticity from everybody. That's part of why I didn't love the Mike Brown stuff yesterday. I didn't think that it was authentic with him. I thought he was saying what people wanted to hear and didn't really have an authentic plan or was afraid to be his true self. Whereas with Tibbs, he's authentic. What you see is what you get. I respect it. With Juan Soto, what you see is what you get. I'm not sure if Francisco Lindor has been authentic. He wasn't authentic with us. We had him on.
Yeah.
I teed him up for a layup. Hey, man, you're at a great spot now, as great a spot as any player has been with the fan base, with the Mets fan base, after a rough go to start. What's that like? And he didn't acknowledge it was a rough go, which we all lived through it. I mean, he was booing fans with the thumbs down thing. Like, the fact that he wasn't authentic, that turned me off in that moment. Now, he doesn't have to answer to us, and he can do whatever he wants, and he's a great player, and that's all that matters. I respect the authenticity of Soto. So I was surprised and don't really understand how somebody that rich could care that much about $100,000 as opposed to the honor of being an all-star or the legacy or being whatever it may be. I was surprised, but at least he was authentic to who he is. And if that rubs people the wrong way, tough, because he's that good that you better be willing to deal with.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Like, you know, if he doesn't care about the All-Star game, I can promise you deep down, he doesn't really care about being a Met. And as the quicker that the Met fan can reconcile, now it doesn't matter, he's here.
Doesn't matter. And just like he didn't care about being a Yankee.
I agree. I totally agree. Didn't care about being a Yankee.
A lot of people wanted to believe it. All the pinstripes and the Yankee.
No, meant nothing.
Didn't care.
I was getting ready to, but you know, I would take the hook a little bit. I was swimming around. I was thinking about taking it. But the thing, too, about Lindor, back to him for a second. Yeah. Like, I can't prove this. I would have to think, Sal, on some level, Lindor either read or a buddy sent him a clip or some things that emanated from this show. I would think on some level. So maybe he came in with his like, let's face it, when it comes to Pete Lindor and the Mets, there's been a lot of things from our show.
I understand, but I don't believe that. It may be the case.
I do. I can't prove it. Yeah. I do. But what I do know, and even if that's not the case, that's fine. But I think it may have been. But there's been enough moments of such genuine transparency from Francisco Lindor during downtimes where I've watched this man stand at his locker and take the thumb and stick it in his chest. And you know that Lindor wants to do great for the Met fan. You know that Lindor has grown loving to be a New York Met and trying to elevate them. Hey, you're never going to get that from Soto. And as long as that OPS is 950, that's cool. When it's not, that's where it's going to be an issue.
And ultimately, his legacy is going to come down to if they win a championship or not. That's what he's here for, to at least win one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I wonder if because he's making $70 million a year, the players were like, you don't need $100,000. I'm not voting you into the All-Star game.
You think some players could have looked at that as a tie-break stuff?
I mean, why not? I mean, it's just interesting to think about. Now, again, he's joking about the money because it is a rounding error given the value of his contract.
Yeah.
But it's still interesting that he brings up money, and money might have been one of the reasons that he didn't get into the All-Star game.
See, here's the way I viewed it. While I agree that was tongue-in-cheek, I do think there's some truth to it, too. I do think his first thought after making was, damn, that's a missed bonus I could have made. And I said to say, I don't blame Juan Soto if that's his first thought after not making the All-Star game. Dude, when you sign that, by the way, all the contract details are still fresh in Juan Soto's head. He
went through this. All-Star, Gold Glove, Hank Aaron, all MLB are $100,000 bonus.
Which, again, for all he makes, does he really need the extra $100,000? It's still $100,000.
That's 100 grand. I
do not blame Juan Soto for being tongue-in-cheek, for being honest. Mm-hmm. I don't blame him at all for looking at the financial aspect of it. But the only thing I keep coming back to is the contract's done. He's a New York Met.
Yeah.
But can we all finally agree to cut the crap that Juan Soto wanted to be a Met because of the family dynamic? If Juan Soto's first thought, tongue-in-cheek or not, is that he would have hit this bonus for making the All-Star game, maybe he got Scott Boris and it's just ingrained in his mind. Juan Soto cares about every last dollar. And I am not saying that is a bad thing. He has every right to care about it. But it was never about the Mets and the family dynamic. It was about every last dollar that went in his pocket.
Well, that tells you.
That tells you.
And we knew that.
And again, it doesn't matter because he's a Met. No. It doesn't matter. And he's going to be a Met. He's going to be a great Met. He's going to make a million All-Star teams and he's going to get all those bonuses. But we all now can finally come to the mutual understanding and agreement. This isn't a ha-ha, he preferred Queens over the Bronx thing. It's a, ha-ha, we had more money to spend than you think.
And more incentives to give of you than course. The Yankees did. Because the Yankees felt like they were up against their limit.
Right.
And then all these other things that got added on, because there's MVP bonuses as well, $500,000 for his first one, a million if it's more than one, $350,000, all these things. There's no right. deferrals. It's the signing bonus was massive, $75 million that he got right away, which is relatively a new phenomenon in baseball.
Yeah.
They don't give signing bonuses like the NFL does.
But it's another way to not have the deferred money
right.
and all of
and
that.
So it just, I mean, it made sense.
It does. And I just go back to the times where we debated on this show with Tommy, with Evan, and there was the, well, remember, the Mets had the fun vibes, and right. it's the Mets locker room, and look at the family dynamic and how much that played a part. And I'm sure, like, a lot of that stuff adds on and helps, but it was always about the money for Juan Soto. It's always been about the money for Juan Soto. That's Juan Soto's number one priority, is making the money, and I can't fault them for that.
What were the Yankees offering, a pennant and mugs? Signed baseballs? They were offering money, too.
Yeah.
They were. They didn't offer more.
Just not. They were whatever it was, 70 right. million?
Okay.
Whatever.
But
honestly, it was probably the signing bonus. It was right. probably the signing bonus more.
Yeah.
Well, semantics. But he picked the Mets because
and the suite is money.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Right. But he liked the future of the Mets more than the Yankees.
No, he didn't. It had nothing to do with the future.
The fact that Juan Soto made, which was, to me, obviously a joke, which Tiki alluded to, he's joking. You can see on his face that he knows how much money he makes, and he's joking about the money that he left on the table here. That's number one. Number two.
There's the truth behind every joke.
Everybody's like, well, he's making $765 million. The guy didn't get a brown paper bag with $765 million.
But he did get a brown paper bag with $75 million.
Okay, but you know what? If I make, show me the richest person on the planet. If they could get $100,000 more, they want that $100,000 more.
No kidding.
Right.
I'm not blaming him for that. My point is, it's the first thing on his mind. He cares about the money.
Well, what would you have liked? Okay, so let's role play. I'll be the reporter and you be Juan Soto. Hey, Juan, you didn't make the All-Star team. Your thoughts?
Well, I get a couple days off to refresh, regroup, and let's get ready for the second half stretch.
Right.
Let them have fun down there.
Okay, then Sports Talk Radio would be, do you believe this guy is making all this money and halfway
That's
through the
true.
Year he needs a rest?
Okay, you're a Met fan. Do you care if he's in the All-Star game?
He should be in the All-Star
okay,
game.
I understand that, but you care that he's not in the All-Star game.
I personally don't care.
Right. Do you care that Pete Alonso decided not to do the Home Run Derby?
Thank you.
And you know why you don't care? Because he said, I want to rest.
That was what I was going to talk about. Nobody killed Pete Alonso for that. We all actually praised him for it.
Right, but what is he,
so
how's he resting?
Sean's answer is correct. He's not playing baseball. He's chilling.
And
hanging out with his very pregnant wife, who has a compromised due date.
Yeah. I don't blame him for wanting the money. But I'm saying if he answered it that way, you're saying he would have got crushed for that he didn't care.
No, I think
it would have been the opposite. It would have been like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. No, I just think that I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. Yankee fans are just, you know, another log on the fire here. First, it's, oh, he's not an All-Star. So that's the new goalpost. Well, he didn't even make the All-Star team this year. Well, he has All-Star numbers. He should have been an All-Star. He is an All-Star.
Yeah.
And now they're going to point to this going, see, he's selfish. He only cares about the money. Did I not just see how the way the Yankees have conducted their business the last 40 years?
Yeah. Guess what?
They don't have a GoFundMe account to sign free agents. They throw a lot of money around, too. And when guys take the money for them, it's okay. But when a guy is perceived
to
have taken the money for the Mets, it's all about, oh, he's selfish.
Tommy.
He only cares about the money.
Tommy, when the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole, and we talked about how he was a lifelong Yankee fan, what was the real reason Gerrit Cole signed with the Yankees? The money. What was the reason Jason Giambi signed?
But everybody made that Fugazi sign that he had.
Exactly.
That was when he was a kid. Everybody thought it was the same sign. Everybody went nuts over that.
We did. Yeah,
in a good way.
Because you like all that stuff. But deep down, every Yankee fan knows the reason the Yankees signed guys in the past and signed, was because of the money. And we never denied that. In fact, we're still mad now that they won't spend every last dollar because we know that's what it takes.
Yeah.
That's my only point. The Mets fans now are going to live in this new world, and you guys deserve it because you lived through poor ownership and all of that, where you should have an owner that wants to spend every last dollar to make you better. But if you're going to live in that world, don't live in the clouds. Mm-hmm. Live in the acknowledgement the Yankees have lived in it. Guys sign with you because they're getting the best offer and the best money. And Juan Soto has told us
that. But this idea that Juan Soto only cares about money is,
I don't think that's true.
Not only, but it's his number one priority.
Is it?
It's the first thing he thought about.
Yeah.
It's the first thing he joked about.
Juan Soto, who I think puts more thought and effort into hitting and his approach and taking pitches and just being a great hitter. He's won a World Series. He's gotten to another World Series. This idea that all he cares about is money. When you are at the height of your profession, yes, you want to be compensated for that.
Are you listening?
No, I am.
He's
and what I hear
about
is
how he wants to say.
Exactly.
He's talking about what he's hearing, not what you're
for
saying.
For the fourth time in the last 6 minutes?
Okay.
Money is not the only thing Juan Soto cares about. He does care about being great. He does care about making World Series. Juan Soto's first thought is about money. His first thought this offseason was about money. His first thought when asked about this was to make a joke about money.
But that's not his first thought. He's already known for a couple days that he wasn't on the All-Star team. It was his first time he was asked about it, but it wasn't his first thought.
So, joking or not, why was that his first comment?
I don't know. Because he was making a joke. Because he knows he's making all this money. So he figured, I'll try to be a little cheeky here. I'll be a little funny.
Why do you care so much about defending this guy? It's not even wrong that he cares about money.
The Juan Soto witch hunt that has taken place from your fan base, to me, is the downfall of the Yankee fan base. I mean, it has absolutely reached levels. Witch hunt of, you want to go through them? You want to go just through yours alone?
I personally don't, but
you said he quit on a baseball field in Boston, and then he's hit about 400 since then.
I think he had a moment there.
Maybe it was a wake-up call.
Maybe it was a wake-up call, yeah.
He only smiles when he's around Aaron Judge.
Yeah, he took some time mentally, I think, to get over it.
He misses the Yankees.
He started playing well. That's why he started playing.
I think he did miss the Yankees.
The only reason he signed with the Mets is because his mother wants to go to Bloomingdale's with Steve Cohen's wife. That's another doozy. Look, we could put that one up there. We could hang that on the mantle after Juan Soto wins, three World Series with the Mets, and Yankee fans could,
Did he sign with the Mets because they had a big purple glob throw at a first pitch last year and had a song
obviously
written about him?
To do with Grimace, but
or
it has
did he
to do
sign
with
them because they offered him the most money?
He signed with them because of the vibes, because of the atmosphere, because of the future, because of the way that the Mets conduct their business. And that's a place that he signed the 15-year deal. You're marrying the Mets. So he was more comfortable.
And why do you have that option after 3 years?
No, I think it's after five, first of all. you don't sign a prenup, you better. So, I mean, things happen, but I think that Juan Soto liked what was going on in Queens more than the Bronx. And now, since then, the Yankee talking heads, the mouthpieces, and the fans have gone on an absolute witch hunt where we analyze and psychoanalyze everything this guy says, and we twist it to fit their narrative, which is you were left at the altar. You were, for once, a guy said, you know what, I don't want to go to your team, or I don't want to stay with your team, and I want to sign with the Mets.
Because
and that
they
rocked the foundation.
Yeah, because they offered more money, and we knew that that was why, and this is us just proving that's why, and that's all. And I credit Juan Soto for that. I'm proud of Juan Soto for admitting it. He should. So clap it up for Juan Soto. He's not an all-star. He will be an all-star plenty of times for the Mets. He wanted the money, and I credit him for just being honest for once and admitting it. I love when they admit it. 888-808-1019. Tony in Long Beach. Tony, what's up?
Hey, I agree with everything that's being said in terms of Juan Soto, but you got it all wrong in terms of what he said. His first thought actually was, when he was asked the question, was, what do you think? I want to be an all-star. Of course I want to be an all-star. It wasn't about the money. It's about the fact that he deserves to be an all-star and he feels like it.
Tony.
That's number one.
Tony, you are so backwards in that. What do you think I want to be an all-star? Because I would get my bonus.
No, it wasn't because of the bonus, because he doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the money. 100, like Tiki said, it's a rounding error. It's not about the money. It's about the fact that he didn't get what he deserved. Number one. Number two, for a Yankee troll like you, it's perfect because it feeds into your little story about him not wanting to, wanting to be a Met only for the money, because you're still butthurt that he chose somebody else. You're like the jilted ex-girlfriend.
Tony, I've made no bones about this. I miss Juan Soto on the Yankees. I wanted the Yankees to sign him.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to use the word butthurt, I'm butthurt that the Yankees didn't offer him the most money. And I said that at the time.
Right.
I haven't wavered in this. The reason he picked the Mets is for the most money. I wanted the Yankees to offer him the most money.
And they didn't.
And they didn't. So, yeah, I'm upset Juan Soto's not a Yankee. But I'm upset at the Yankees for not being the team to offer him the most money. I have lived in the skin of being a fan that spends the most money in town. You Met fans now are living in that skin. There is no shame in flaunting it. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Like, if I had tight glutes, I'd wear nice skin tight jeans like Tiki, and I'd shake my ass and I'd show it off. You're a Met fan with the cash now. embrace the fact that you could spend the most money. Don't act like that's not the reason you're signing guys. Yankee fans didn't pretend that that wasn't the reason we had all these free agents. It's because we had the most money.
What was the Yankee offer again for Juan Soto?
Not enough. I don't remember.
Okay, but the difference...
I want to say it was like 600 and something. It was just under 700 million.
I thought it was like $760 million. Didn't they offer him that? Wasn't it very close to what the Mets offered? You guys are making it like it was $100 millions.
It wasn't $100 millions, but as proof with $100,000 being a rounding error here, it's about every dollar.
If you can't tell the guy's joking, I don't know what to tell you. He's kidding!
Behind every joke is some truth.
Does he probably want an extra $100,000 for cab fare or whatever? Uber
was
driver
his shot
he's
with that
pay,
answer you know? To turn into George Carlin in his prime, or should he have just given his answer? He gave his honest answer.
16,760 was the number. 16 years, 760.
So it was the AAV.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It was the AAV that was the difference. Something, and by the way, the Mets bid is not 760. 665. It's not $5 million more, because that's how it gets reported.
Right.
When AI goes and scrapes the internet and gives you the answer... Oh, it's $5 million more. The Mets, it's actually more like $50 million more. Probably more than that, given the bonuses and the perks that aren't included in these official offers that go out there. So, I mean, it was significantly more. And when you do AAV, it's a lot.
Yes.
So
that's it.
Money ain't a thing. Oh, JD. They probably won't perform that. Well, Jay-Z's not going to be anywhere near the All-Star game, I wouldn't assume. But JD's not going to perform that at the All-Star game. But Money Ain't a Thing is a good way to segue into the highest paid player in the league. Yes, the moment you've all been waiting for. My comments on Juan Soto. And it's funny, people get so irritated with me talking about Juan Soto. Let's hear last night's question. I think it was Laura Albanese. Shout out to Laura and SNY for putting this out there. Juan Soto was asked if he'd like to have made the All-Star team. Let's hear it.
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
Juan, my boy, Juan. The same way I told you early in the season, like, you got to learn this New York media thing. Like, when they asked you about how pitchers were approaching you differently and you talked about Judge, and it's like, no. You got to learn to lie. You got to learn to do what Jeter does or what Jeter did and what now Judge does. Like, Judge takes a beat. When they ask him something, Judge goes, and then he answers. But, like, Juan Soto, he's not diplomatic. He's got diplomatic immunity. My guy, he's the best, Juan Soto. He didn't say anything about, like, he could have been like, you know, what do you think? Yeah, of course. We know you're a me guy. We know you've been to multiple All-Star games and you want to go. But, like, he should have said something about representing the Mets for the first time as an All-Star. That's how you win, Juan.
Yeah, because that $120,000, though, is really going to make a dent for him.
Oh, well, Rami got to it before I could get to it, right? Tongue-in-cheek or not, joking or not, being the richest player in the history of the game, the richest athlete, the largest contract, whatever, and mentioning, oh, there's a lot of money on the table. Yeah, it's a lot of money on the table for us little folks, for us people that, like, $100,000, like, that's a salary. That's actually a decent salary, $100,000. Like, to make $100,000 in a year, Juan, you can make that by being an All-Star. Like, that's no joking matter. Like, to even mention the money, though, it just shows how disconnected you are from reality. And it shows us again, which we already knew. That's why I said on brand. It wasn't about family. And I heard Morash talking about it today. And it brought me back to the press conference, because I watched that press conference. I thought they were about to play, "We are family." Family was the key word, the buzzword that Scott Boras gave to Juan Soto so that he would not say money. It's family, Juan. Juan, talk about your family. It was a family decision. The Mets made this a family culture and vibe where your family felt, do not say anything. We know you were always going to the highest bidder in the money. And what it is there's some butthurt Met fans that still can't just accept it. You are now what you always hated. You are now what you always pointed at the Yankees and said,
They buy all their championships. They got all the good players. They get all the good players before us because they've got all the money. Just accept that you have the richest owner in the sport. Just accept that you got Juan Soto. It was a match made in baseball heaven because Juan Soto was always going to the highest bidder and Steve Cohen was always going to be that highest bidder. 888-808-1019. He just told you again. It's not about winning with the Mets. It's not about building a dynasty with the Mets. It's not about what the Mets ballpark or the fans were like. It was always about who's the highest bidder, bro. And then some people are going to lobby and say, well, Keith, the Toronto Blue Jays supposedly offered him more, like he said in that podcast. He wasn't going to go to Canada. There's one guy that took the money in Canada. He was born in Canada, Vladdy. He wasn't going to go to Beantown. He was staying in New York. It was between the two franchises. And it wasn't a difference of $5 million. Y'all are going to keep that going forever. His whole family is in a suite where y'all want to make a big fuss about Michael Volpe, Anthony Volpe's dad, defending his son and his family name, being out in the wild in the regular seats with the regular people. That never's going to happen with Juan Soto's fam. They have their own suite for a decade and a half. And this guy had the audacity to say, yeah, there's a lot of money on the table if I would have made it. I'm glad you didn't make it. I'm glad you won't get that $100,000. Have Scott Boras and David Stearns write up $10,000 for every player of the month that you get. Too little, too late, homie. Should have figured it out in April and May. Should have figured it out when the voting started. Couldn't make the late push. But maybe if Ronald Acuna gets scrapped or gets scratched, and they'll put Juan Soto in. But I'm like, this dude does not get it. It might take a while. He's young. It might take, like, it wasn't a well-placed joke. So if people, he's kidding. He was joking. He was tongue-in-cheek. No, there's nothing to joke about. There's nothing to joke about, bro. This guy wants as much of Steve Cohen's money as he can get, and he's going to get it. He's going to opt out, and they're going to have to tick, tick, tick. They're going to have to tick that money up, the AAV up. He is here to make as much money as he can. It ain't about the Mets. It ain't about the Mets fans. It ain't about the culture and the family vibe and creating a dynasty and winning world. Please. It was always about, hey, I have this God-given ability and this talent, and I've worked to be this baseball player that is generational and a hitter, and blah, blah, blah. I'm getting the most money. And I'm thinking about every dollar. $100,000 to Juan Soto, it's not even like $100 to you and I. As I see people that were like, Keith, if you could make a bonus at your job, I mean, there's no built-in bonuses for performance here. I can rock great shows. I can rock 500 five-hour KM to AMs. I don't get paid more for that. I wish. And I don't fault the guy for being about his money. I don't fault the guy for being a me guy. What I fault is the Met fan that likes to tell us he loves being a Met. He chose the Mets over the Yankees. He chose the money. 888-808-1019. Mario's in Long Beach on the fan next. What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Good, great show as always.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, my pleasure. So it's very interesting with Soto. Everything you said is true, you know? And it makes me laugh because, like, in his interviews, I remember right after the World Series was over, I was going to go anywhere else, but now you said Soto, you put him on my mind, you know? And actually, they're a better team without him, you know? And people say, you say that because he's gone. No, if you really step back, the problem with this is that I'm going to get into a real thing about where I think that the Yankees should go. The problem is, if they have him, he plays right field. That moves Judge to center, and say they have Dominguez in right. That could be, now, first of all, that could be the worst fielding outfield in all of baseball, those three in those positions. Because Judge is only decent in center because he's 6'7 and 280. What do you expect him to do? He'll catch the ball. He's a good
also,
fielder.
Mario, right. Yeah. We need a team. We need these guys to be bought in for the team and being Yankees and winning. And the me guy stuff only gets you so far. Like, you're right about the defense. Soto's a great hitter, but now we have multiple hitters. They made a pivot with that money. I'm telling you, and I've been saying this from the jump, Brian Cashman never wanted to tie up that much money into one player because he would never outlive that contract. He would retire and go out with that. And Juan Soto when we talk about defense, he's got maybe another 4 to 5 years of a max of being out there in right field. And if David Stearns is still the president of baseball operations, he's going to be a DH sooner than that because David Stearns prioritizes defense.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I think, you know, a caller said this earlier. I know it sounds a little crazy, but if you really think about it, and you even said that yourself, in order to give something and get something, if you can get something really, really good, I would not take the Mingers over the table because Cody Bellinger is really, really good. And I didn't realize he's only 29. I mean, he is an all-star fielder and his hitting is very good. So, I mean,
and his dad was a Yankee. He knows what it means to be a Yankee. He wanted to be here. I think he's going to be around for a bit. I think Jazz, too. I think they want to play with Judge. They want to play in this ballpark. They want to be a part of this Yankee universe.
And, Keith, hear me out on this. If you move, Judge is back in right field. He's an all-star in right field, right? And then you have Grisham in center, and you have Bellinger and left. That's one of the best fielding outfielders in baseball now. And you go from one of the worst.
And defense has to be a priority because that was the thing that you were mocked and laughed at in the offseason, and that was the whole thing here, right? That's why I was so mad about the DJ thing. I know DJ was coming along a little bit at the plate, but, like, we're doing the thing that we were supposed to not do. We were compromising the defense for what? So DJ LeMahieu, and they're done. And look at what you're getting now. Jazz and Volpe up the middle, and then even Peraza, who, like, the other night, Peraza cut in front of Volpe, and I'm like, they're doing the right things. They're doing the right things.
Exactly. And Dominguez, don't hand me this nonsense that they say, let Dominguez play center. He can't field. If the ball's over his head, he doesn't know what he's doing. I saw it a few times already. I played ball. It doesn't matter where you're playing. If the ball's hit over your head, if you're a good fielder, you know how to go back on the ball. He can't do it. Soto can't do it. You put them both in the same outfield, you're going to lose in the big games because you can't field the ball. Thanks for taking my call. I'll listen to your response, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mario. Yeah, and it never materialized. We never saw it. We didn't even see it last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were so stuck on Verdugo last year. And there was this whole narrative that popped up these last couple weeks, too, about Verdugo is out of baseball. Profar comes back. They DFA him in Atlanta. And Verdugo was a guy that I literally heard Judge say, like, yeah, you know, I was watching that guy over there in Boston. Like, yeah, we got to get that guy over here. For what? I don't know. Whatever. Same thing with Rizzo. Like, Rizzo, Verdugo, and DJ are three guys that I think they had a little bit longer leash because of their relationship with the captain. That's done now. 888-808-1019. And yeah, like, yo, you guys can say whatever you want about, like, oh, Yankee fans are butthurt or, like, nah. You guys are the ones that are acting hella weird. And we're just going to keep getting more reminders. We're just going to keep getting more things. Juan Soto, that was not a well-placed joke, homie. You bringing up $100,000 is so tone-deaf and out of touch for us, you know, common folk. We're like, what? You have the largest contract. You make $100,000. Like, I talked about Volpe's contract in regards to Soto the other day. I think when I was on with Sal Licata at Fanatics Fest and then going into my show, Volpe makes $879,000. Juan Soto makes that per series. So for him to be talking, there's a lot of money left on the table. Like, it's almost like, bro, don't insult our intel. Like, you almost talking down to us. That's a lot of money for us. We know that's not a lot of money for you. You made $31 million with the Yankees last year, bro. Like, don't even make that joke. It should have been, yeah, I really wanted to go to the All-Star game with Lindor and Pete and Edwin. I really wanted to wear that Mets uniform in Atlanta, our division rival, like for the first time as an All-Star with the Mets. But you don't look at the Mets like that. Even when he first came through, he's like, oh, I didn't realize the Mets had this many fans. You're a Met. They're your fans. They're your fans, bro. Lock in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Now, back to Soto. We know he was left off the National League All-Star roster. Asked about it after the game, I guess, in a way.
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
This guy, I mean,
the money again.
Money?
Are we looking for that All-Star game little extra bonus,
that's
I guess.
That's got to be a joke.
A
There's
joke?
There's no way that he's disappointed he's not an All-Star because of the All-Star game check.
I don't know. That video was posted by SNY from the post-game gathering there.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not real. I'm saying he's got to be joking.
I think he's definitely butthurt about it, though.
You know what? I guess so. I mean, some guys, it means a lot to some guys. To some guys that have done it a lot, they probably are thankful they don't have to go. But he is still young, and you know what? It means something, so good for him.
$75 million signing bonus and a salary of just under $47 million for this year.
Do you know what the... What is the bonus?
I don't
the
know. I'm not aware. I mean, I know that obviously guys get bonuses for or share for World Series participants.
He's not tripping over that bonus. He's just salty he wasn't selected, especially after the month he's had.
Interesting, though, that he would bring the money up. You have to know that people are going to kind of roll their eyes.
Yeah, I think that's a little dry humor.
Contract. All right.
So, not
good,
for
on,
nothing.
Good on him, then, if that's the case.
So, last year, each player got $15,000. I mean, give me a break. What are we talking about here? We're making almost $1 billion.
It probably cost more than $15,000.
And if they win, the winning team of the All-Star Game shares a bonus pool. Last year, the winning team players received $20,000. So I guess he stands to make $35,000.
But there might be a bonus in his contract also, in his contract with
the
Mets.
How much more are we paying the guy?
I didn't, you know what? I could probably find that for
you. I see that part, Eddie, but
it's $750 million.
I understand.
Wow. Like,
there could be an additional $100,000 from the Mets, perhaps.
See here.
Okay. Yeah,
is this really any different, details? Jerry, than people asking for a free streaming service?
$100,000 for
That's
each.
Actually very funny.
$100,000, $100,000 from the Mets for All-Stars, for All-Star selection.
So so then $135,000 he lost potentially.
That's
a lot of money, but to him it's not. It's just not. Not when you're making, what is it, $55 million this year or $54 million this year?
Well, the signing bonus was $75.
True.
And then it's $47, I think, and or $46 and change or $47.
Oh, no, I'm not even joking.
For this year.
Let's say that $135,000 was just
put into his annual salary.
Would he even notice?
He wouldn't even know if
it
was there
checking
or not.
His direct deposit.
I don't.
I'm guessing he's not.
I don't.
But
I
do just swipes. I do. He's not even tripping. Yeah.
You're right, though. It's probably, you said
it's all ego. Yeah. This is all ego. He feels salty that he's been slighted, especially him getting out of the slump. So
he wasn't slighted. He should have played better in April and May.
Got player of the month. He's the face
for
of the
June.
Franchise.
Like April and May.
Some people alone, because of their celebrity and what they've been able to do, warrants them an automatic bid. It's happened in basketball and the Pro Bowl for years.
I am not saying that the game wouldn't be better and more star-studded with him there. All I'm saying is I kind of understand why he's not, why he didn't get...
I don't. Some people, because of who they are and what they do on their playing field, warrants them an automatic spot. And they just, it is what it is.
Here's David and Glen Rock. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Jerry, man, come on. I mean, yes, I'm a Yankee fan. A little bit of sour grace for sure. I wanted Soto back. I didn't want to pay him the money. But make no mistake, how you guys are trying to make him look good here,
well, only me.
Kind of unbelievable.
It's only
this
me.
This guy was
you're right.
Totally about the money. 100% about the money when he said that. There was no joke there. That is what motivates me. Hey, but God bless. That's okay. Doesn't make him a bad person per se. It just makes me not want him on my team.
Fair enough, David. You're not wrong.
By the way, before you hit that next call, do you remember in the immediate aftermath of them losing Game 5 of the World Series, he was already talking about
free agency.
Yeah, and how
because they asked him that
all
question.
30 teams will get a
yes.
So there is something to that.
I know. It made a little more sense when you said the $100,000 bonus. When I'm looking at $15,000 or $20,000 for a guy that, as you said, got a bonus of $75 million, you wouldn't even know if he got that check.
No, question. I agree.
Am I really taking this call?
Well, Al put it up, so.
Stephen Mayapak. What's up, Steve? Good morning.
I know you didn't want to take it. You're a loyal guy. I get it. But it's got to happen. You guys need a spot. You need the 2 o'clock spot.
No, we're not taking the 2 o'clock spot.
You need the 2 o'clock spot. I'm sorry. I know what you're gonna say.
No.
I can't do it. You guys have loyalty, but
of course
you guys are such a great listen. Like I'm a contractor. I haven't even started my day. The customer is looking at me in my car like a jack off. And I
if you're late, do
such
you really
a
have
great listen?
Well, we listen.
Well, I appreciate
Steve.
The love.
Thank you, but we're not replacing Evan. We're not doing that. But thank you. It's nice words and a nice compliment. That was
they suck.
Even though Jerry did say that he wished he can get a job that starts a lot later, so he can sleep more.
I said for the first time in my life, I wish I had a job that wasn't as early as it is.
And
sleep has become an issue.
And I said. Ditto.
But I'm not replacing anybody, so no. But thank you, Steve. That was very nice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.